Drunken Rob!
Live from Mercy, Wisconsin, it's the podcast that drinks more than any podcast on the air. It's Guys, Games, and Beer, because they'd be dead, honestly.
Yay! Woo!
So, wait, Rob.
To your death!
That is a challenge, by the way.
Yeah, before the show starts, Rob, how much gin have you already had before the show starts, Rob?
Hey, it wasn't a lot of gin, it was a lot of other booze, though. Yeah, I've been drinking a bit. That said, I feel warm and fuzzy.
Wait, okay, so drinking a bit, we are going to have another show beer tonight. This is from Oso Brewing, which is one of our favorites here in Wisconsin, and it's called Picnic Ants. And so it is another summer. Another summer kind of beer, let's put it that way.
It really
but is. That being said, it's a Belgian ale, so it really, you can drink it pretty much any time. Okay, I'm going to read this. I'm just going to talk this way. I'm going to read this because it makes absolutely no effing sense at all. So let me read this out. Picnic Ants is a Belgium-style ale closely resembling a Saison of the Wallonia region. Okay, so for any of you guys who know Belgium ales, explain that to us in the comments, please.
That's actually from Pokemon.
That could be.
Region.
All right, good.
So
no Brett added here. What the fuck is no Brett added here? But BSI helped us with a great strain of yeast.
There's no jocks that'll be punished in this beer.
So I'm just putting this out there right now. Gentlemen, when you put an explanation for your beer on the bottom of your beer, you might want to explain the explanation, okay? That adds a spicy notes and has a responsible for the hint of sweetness, fruitiness that comes from a warmer than average fermentation. Now that I do, okay, so that is the only part I understood. That actually makes sense. All right, so, gentlemen, shall we try this?
They weren't meant to hear that.
Okay, wait, you take that.
Sorry, they weren't meant to say that. I mean, hear that.
All right.
Wait, wiener.
I
said, apparently.
No, it's not
twisted.
Well, Larry?
All right, let's
wait. Do this.
I've had this before. So.
Oh, I have not.
I actually
cheater. Okay.
Wait, clear the palate.
They are right, sweet and a touch spicy.
Yeah.
A little weak on the carbonation.
Again, it's a Belgian ale.
Belgians can be like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't be all judgy,
what?
Larry.
Are you calling Belgians flat?
Not the girls.
Not the girls.
Ooh.
Very round.
In the right
robust.
Way.
Busty.
Well, we won back the Belgian girls.
Yes! Hey.
Dips. All right, so, dips.
Damn it.
Respect the dips.
What do you think?
I actually liked it.
No, I'm good with it.
I like Belgian.
Travis?
So.
Travis.
If I have any more beer, I'm going to explode.
Travis said he would explode if he had more beer. Oh, wait, he's going to have some, though. Wait! Thumbs up from Travis.
No, he got all thumbs up except for Larry.
That's really good.
Because it's
too
flat.
I really like that.
Now that said, in Larry's defense, he does drink a lot of beer, and the flavor might be thrown out by the fact that his tongue is actually completely soaked in beer.
Yep.
He also just thinks he's own little special little snowflake, too.
Execution might be here.
And
Execution might be here.
I recently had an Oktoberfest from this same company that was delicious. So
it's Oso. Pretty much everything Oso does is delicious. So if you get a chance, oh wait a minute, I'm sorry, that's another one that's only available in Wisconsin.
Oh. So you went to New York and picked up a Wisconsin beer, huh?
No. Actually, this is what I picked up when I was there, but we've already reviewed it on our show, so I knew we couldn't run to that again. But
we kind of knew this would happen someday.
Okay, so now wait a minute. Now, did I not read on the description that it was a Belgium ale?
Yeah.
It says so what does it say on the front of it?
Farmhouse ale. That's Wisconsin beer. We love our farmhouse ales.
All right. So actually, Rob, besides drinking, which we've been doing quite a bit.
Ben, did you have another comment yet?
I had one after yours, and then
it's Monis lost.
I was gonna run and say something to everyone, but lost.
We should have gone to practice.
Okay.
Oh well.
Now that we're done drinking, or now that we're still drinking, Rob, what's the show really about tonight?
Gin and tonic.
Yeah.
No.
From Ray Horse Brewery.
Delicious.
It's a four-player game.
It's from.
Wait, four players.
It's from Bar Dunk.
That street?
Don't be drinking up all my goddamn gin.
It's a co-op, dude. You're right, it is a four-player game. Co-op play, no less.
I had this discussion with one of the retro gamers that's on my station that I swear more when I've been drinking. So this podcast, I swear a lot more than I do, say, like on my own station. That's because I drink.
Yeah, you come off a little stuff shirt there.
Yes, I'm much more stuff shirt.
Pretty sure the swearing and drinking is true for any living person.
And Rob, so, I noticed those pauses. You really wanted to swear, but you had to get through that explanation, didn't you?
I did. I really want to swear in general, but I really am better at controlling it when I'm not drinking.
Yeah, but you had a kind of a day where you just want to just let it all out.
I think so.
Because you were kind of screaming beforehand.
So what you're saying is Rob's coming out?
Yes.
I'm coming out,
so you better get this party started. No. But we are going to kind of. Yeah. You'll find out in the comments.
Oh, yeah, we are.
We're going to talk about the PlayStation 2, the best-selling game system in history.
Woo! For a good reason.
Yeah, I agree. I can't. I'd love to be contrary, but it's really hard to actually come up with anything supportable that is against the PlayStation 2.
Okay, so Mike has literally got a hard-on. He has been waiting for this show forever, so...
You really do have a hard-on. Oh, my God!
PS2 is really close to my heart because it's my first ever, like, I bought this system alone with my own money that I saved up for, and I bought it with my own money and everything, so this is legit my first ever, I owned it, this is my system.
You know what, his love for this system makes Brian's Halo love look like crap.
Fuck Brian!
That's how much he loves this system.
There's so much love. I've kept this. I still have my old one. That's how good it is.
And it didn't have a disc read error, apparently. Okay, so.
Ouch.
All right, you ready? You ready to start with the PlayStation 2 packs?
Yeah.
Okay. I did this on a crib thing because I was on vacation. So I did this probably while I was in the hot tub a little bit and definitely while I was drinking. So.
So there might be some typos.
There might be typos. So let's start with the beginning of the PlayStation 2.
All right.
Release date was March 4th, 2000 in Japan and October 26th, 2000 in North America.
Yep, that's when I first bought
it. It continued production until January of 2013.
Whoa! So now were they still selling?
That is an Atari 2600 level.
Yeah, were they still selling them here in the States out of that production run, or was that like overseas?
Not the original ones. They were selling the slim ones by them.
Okay. They were selling it as like a budget line.
It's still PlayStation 2.
Yeah, it's still PlayStation 2.
And we'll go into those differences in a little bit here. Okay, so...
That is me.
So the PlayStation 2, in a nod to, hey, let's love the PlayStation 1, it was backwards compatible with the PS1.
Right away.
And off the bat. Which makes it awesome.
And you know what? I think it's the exception that proves the rule in that regard.
Number one, it was easy to get into because you already had a PlayStation probably because it sold really well as well.
Right.
But number two, the PlayStation did have a lot of great games that you wanted to keep. You didn't want to plug in two systems. But, number three, even now, right this minute, if you're going to get into the PlayStation, it's probably better that you buy a PlayStation 2, which is a better built machine.
I agree. It had less CD problems, so the CD tended to last. In fact, I have yet to have a PS2 where the...
You did have a CD problem.
But I have yet to have a PS2 where my CD has failed. Whereas
I was really surprised. I did a little research and found that because I was looking for errors because of course the Xbox certainly had its errors in the first Xbox and then certainly in the 360, and so I was looking for those kind of failures and I didn't remember any, so I just thought, well, maybe I just got lucky, you know? And then I did find that there was this one error, but generally speaking, I think they were solid.
I guess I'll cover that now. That goes
the, okay, now that being said, now, when I say solid, not the slim ones. The slim ones failed like a motherfucker.
The slim ones were horrible, but the original, these bad boys
correct.
Those bad boys.
The classic PS2 was far better built than the slim. The slims were made cheap.
And to that, there was a successful class action suit against Sony in 2002 for defective DVDs.
On the PS2.
PS2. I don't know if it was a slim.
That's when they created the slim.
So if you got the disc read error, you weren't the only one, but it wasn't as bad as, some future fuck-ups that happened. It probably wasn't as bad as the PS1. Yeah. That said, Sony made it up as opposed to denying the problem, I guess I did for a while, but eventually they made it up for gamers by offering free repairs, $25, and a free game. I mean, that's pretty good.
That's pretty damn awesome, man.
I don't know what the damn game was.
Yeah. Who cares? So,
you got a free game.
It was Batman.
And the repair done.
You know what? You could buy a couple PlayStation games
for $25.
For $25 now that you got from them.
I mean, that's actually, it's interesting because my family, at the end of it, when we kind of like compile all things, my parents moved stuff, I ended up with 4 PlayStation 2s that my family had owned at points. My brothers bought one when they went to college, things like that, and like, they all worked.
I see that's it.
I see some ugly-ass PS2s.
Never had a problem with them.
The PS Slim, yes. But the PS...
Well, I mean, the main
right,
one, yeah.
The original PS2, I...
Well, my uncle did replace his failing PS2 with a Slim.
Okay.
Blah, blah, blah.
The Slims to me were much... Well, again, they're not...
They were cute, though.
They're cool as frick, but they...
They were second line. They were not their primary line. They... Basically, it was like...
A cheap...
Yeah, product. Let's throw... It was a knockoff of itself, made by itself. Mm-hmm. You know, it was...
And we can do this until the PlayStation 3 comes out.
Yeah, but that...
Yeah, right.
Well, it's nice compact size. It has great compact size. You could fit it anywhere.
In a really big pocket.
In a really big... You could actually.
You could fit it in your Jinkos.
If you got your cargo pants on, you're good to go.
Damn straight. All right.
I was referring to his big, moist pocket.
What would be the point? Everyone had one, so there wouldn't be a reason to, like, take one to your friend.
Everybody did have one.
Just take your game.
The PS2...
And memory card.
Yeah.
The PS2 could be stored horizontally or vertically in a design that was possibly the most blatant ripoff, although it wasn't, it was licensed, of Atari's unreleased Falcon Microbox. Oh,
show the picture.
All right,
so, have to see this.
So I'm going to show you the PS3. All right, PS2. There it is.
Numbers are hard.
Wait.
Numbers are hard.
There's the PS2.
That's the original PS2.
Here is the Falcon Microbox.
Geez, a little similarity around.
Yeah, let's put them together once.
No.
Let's put them together.
Yeah, put them together.
Yeah, they're a lot alike.
Interesting little fact. Now, you just mentioned that it could be played horizontally or vertically.
Yeah,
most like the Falcon.
Most people don't know the little PS logo on there rotates.
Yes.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
What? Really? What?
God damn it, I learned something from Guys, Games, and Beer. Achievement.
You knew that.
Most people don't know that. It does that on the PlayStation 3, too.
I will tell you why I never knew that. I never saw the point of storing it vertically. It was it made no sense to me.
It looked cool.
I have a good point to that.
It did look cool.
If you have an entertainment center or something like that where you don't have space already, you can store it next to the TV so the CD just comes out. You don't need to access to it, and it saves space.
You know what? Here's the problem. Buy a bigger TV so it fills up the entire thing. So then there is no space next to the TV.
My point is, the rest of the area is filled with game console, things like that. So, like, we just stored it next to the TV, and it saves space for us.
I don't know, my Xbox 360 right now.
First anyway. Thing I did when I bought mine is take that stupid thing off and lay it down.
It's dead sexy. But anyway, all right. So, other things that make the PS2 awesome. Okay, instead of storing things in blocks... The PlayStation 2 said, hey, let's store things in a unit you can understand. So they stored in megabytes. What a crazy freaking idea.
Oh, they didn't use freaking boxes or anything like that.
They weren't Quargian locusts. They weren't anything crazy. They weren't blocks. They were megabytes. Thank you, PlayStation. All right. So, initially, the PS2 did not have a built-in Ethernet adapter, which makes it the last console that did not have built-in networking.
But the funny part was, they did add it on later.
Yes, they did.
They did add it on later. But, better than that, through the entire life of the PS2, online gaming was free. No subscription needed.
Nope.
So, you can, if you can find a server, you can get onto your PS2 and play an online game right now, and you don't have to pay a damn dime. Nothing.
You know,
how beautiful is that?
In fact, also about the Ethernet adapter, there was something else built into the Ethernet adapter that was kind of cool. Actually, there's two things built into
porn.
The Ethernet adapter. It also had a modem built into it, and a hard drive adapter built into it. And the hard drive adapter was a nice little feature.
Which also should have been built in, but we're not going to go into that.
Again,
That said, it's stored in megabytes, for God's sake.
Megabytes. So, not okay, blocks. But,
again.
Like...
Okay, so not as cool as the PS Slim as far as being able to fit in your pocket. They do have nice cases for your PS2.
PlayStation has a history of really great cases.
That actually you could carry your PS2 around. So yes,
it's like a laptop
you
case.
You could take it to your friend's house and play
a
games.
PS2 or a PS1, but
PS2. PS1 was you're going way back to the PS1.
Now PS1 had that nice white one.
Something I'd like to mention. You know, today is. It's the 20-year anniversary of the release of the PlayStation 1.
And like last year. And somebody just accidentally re-released it.
I think so, today is the
15th
anniversary.
I think somebody had
it up. 9-9-15. Today was the PlayStation.
Is the Dreamcast.
Is it?
See, now we're at
wow, I feel kind of okay. Bad.
Wait a minute. 9-9.
I did think that
it
somebody...
It was 9-9 of 99 when it was released.
16th of the Dreamcast.
9-9-99.
So today is the... Is the 16th anniversary.
Yeah, side note, I bought a lot of Sega crap today. Yeah, I bought a lot of Sega crap.
Yeah, I mean
it's, well, wait, it's Wikipedia, North America release, PlayStation 1, September 9th, 1995.
Okay, so 20 years.
Wow.
20 years. Today it must be the day to release shit.
It's pretty special.
Yeah.
That way it's ready for Christmas sales.
Yeah.
Or it's released on my brother's birthday, spoiled little bastard.
Actually, that's more in November, October area. That's when they start releasing all their big hit games. Well, yeah, it's
the games
again.
For that system.
That's true, that's true.
It's a big process.
You gotta generate the hype.
Yeah. The hype! Actually, no, yeah, they released around September. They released the PS4 and Xbox One, so yeah. So... Okay. Want to know how much the PS2 was loved?
So much.
A lot.
All right. In 2002, a man named Dan Holmes legally changed his name to Mr. PlayStation 2.
Nice.
I had to double check that, by the way.
That is real.
I actually had to fact check that one because I didn't think it was real. But yes, the BBC, at least according to the BBC News Service.
I knew he was going to be British.
I need to know, what's the spelling? Full PlayStation 2 or PS2? That's a big difference.
Yeah, PlayStation 2.
Okay. Mr. PlayStation 2.
Where is that?
Confirmed, right there.
Oh, shit!
Yeah, that's all you can trust. I could have just typed that, but still.
I think he'd come off cooler if he had done PS2.
Mr.
PS2.
So officially, is he Mr. PS2?
No, he is Mr. PS2.
Apparently. Mr. PlayStation 2.
Yeah.
Mr. PlayStation 2.
Yeah. See, already we want to go with PS2.
That's messed up. That is sick. I might name myself Mr. Dreamcast, though. That said. But anyway, all right. Still love the PS2.
Mr. DC.
Interesting factoid.
Mr. SNES.
That series of white towers that appear when you boot every time, each tower represents a save game.
I didn't know
on
that.
Your inserted memory card. So, if you load up the console without a memory card inserted, you get no towers.
Really?
Whoa. Yeah, how cool is that? I didn't know that at all.
There's another little.
Wow.
Damn.
This one's hacked.
Well. All right, so the PlayStation 2... By the way, I do this actually for the community because I'm in the PlayStation community and I comment like on their boards and such. All right, so for the freaking record, the PlayStation 2's DualShock corded controller is largely identical to the PlayStation's DualShock with the same basic functionality. You can plug it into a PlayStation 1 and play PlayStation 1. And before you go, oh no, you can't. I plugged it in this morning and tested this back and played Pac-Man with it.
But,
yes, you can.
But
however, it includes an analog... This is interesting. I didn't know this. The face, shoulder, and D-pad buttons are analog, which they are not on the PlayStation 1, which I knew that, but I didn't know they were not analog. I mean, I didn't know that they were analog on the PS2. So if you go on the PS2, the D-pad is analog.
Really?
Figure that crap out. Okay. Riddle me this.
How
does that work?
Does seem a bit peculiar, actually.
Right, exactly. But they are actually an analog signal.
That
which
is why it also
has the
button. That is weird. I had to look that one up twice too because I did not believe it.
I still don't believe it.
I know, but it is.
I don't see it confirmed.
I actually do believe it. And here's why. I remember
often just sliding my finger around to control things rather than more of a poignant, you know.
And it screwed you up?
You know, no, it worked really well.
It should. In digital, it should be the same signal, but on analog, you should be less.
No,
depending on the
really
game,
well.
Obviously.
I thought.
All right, so that's interesting. I did not know that.
That's
I had no idea.
It looks
better.
I did not test that.
Digital fiends. It looks better, man.
I don't quite understand the purpose of that.
Says the 70s. Okay, okay, so how many units were sold? Does anybody know?
There's a reason they're re-releasing an album.
And it's only a rough number. They don't have the exact number.
Millions of
49 million. Keep going.
152.
273 million. 79 billion.
Let's go 4.9 million.
That's way too low. Yeah, way too low. Over 150 million, roughly 100 million, 50 million units or so.
Almost
insane. That is insane. That is like a country. You could have a PlayStation country and have them all play PlayStation.
Which really is impressive because, I mean, you figure a family. So, all right, four people in a household and you have one PlayStation.
Did you not hear Tyler earlier? Tyler, how many people? How many people in your family?
There's five people in my family, so I think we ended up with three PlayStations. But my older brother bought one. I think my family ended up buying another one because they thought it was broken. Then we just took it apart, cleaned the lens for the disc reader, and oh, we have three. Never mind.
So that answers that question, Larry.
But I was just sort of ballparking it, you know. You know what I'm saying? That. Generally, with this type of equipment, you usually don't have one for every person in the household. No. Usually.
Unless you're rich.
Right.
Unless you're rich, yeah.
To be fair, we had one. It broke, replaced it. My older brother bought one for himself at college.
Right. He moved out by then. He was a new household. But generally, it's per household.
What I would think would be interesting, because it was made until 2013, the numbers, like total numbers as the years increment, that would be an interesting statistic.
It was like 120 million up until like the 2000 and
here's my question.
Is a pretty recent number.
Is that including the Slim?
Years, I'd be interested, like the first couple of years.
So the 150 units is including the Slim edition of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was the fastest ever to make it to 100 million, but I don't know what that point was. Yeah. Sorry.
I'm saying it'd be interesting to see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So that's pretty impressive. So how many different games were made for this thing? Oh my God, they're insane.
Now wait, are you gonna include the PS1 games in that list?
No,
you have to. That's already gonna.
No, we're not gonna. They weren't made for the PlayStation 2. They were
made
for
the PlayStation 2 specific games.
All right. Oh, not having a clue.
We're not opposed to shovelware.
112.
I'm gonna try to not go over and be reasonable at 852.
852, really?
No.
We already said there's 1.5 million units.
If you think about all the games around
they
also included around when the PS3 came out. That's when they were still making games too. When they first came out, they still had PS2 games coming out for. They were having that. I'm gonna go around. It's probably around like 353.
Go there. You ready? This number is whopping.
Well, I was going to say, it's interesting because you have to consider things like this, too.
There
was
only Japanese releases.
It was one of the first systems that, as well as the new generation came out, they kept making the new generation games until the last minute where they couldn't on the PlayStation 2 as well.
Visualize people in their cars going, would you hurry up and tell me the number?
We've thrown out a lot of numbers, but, I want to put this in context of the other systems we talked about. Vectrex had like 26 total.
That is like a really bad example.
I want to build. Even I think the Atari had like 1,300. Okay.
The Atari was a serious contender.
And it was a serious contender, 1,300. So, I mean, if it's going to be a big number, let's put it in context of what systems do.
There is a lot.
Here we go.
Go ahead.
3,874 official games for PlayStation 2.
Wow.
PlayStation 2, sorry.
All right, does that even include some of the collections that they came out with and stuff?
Price is Right rules, you went over?
Oh!
All right. So what was the best-selling game? And I generally don't cover this, but I thought it was really interesting. Because it wasn't what I expected.
It's not Final Fantasy X, I don't think.
I read the show notes, though.
Oh. Whew. A Call of Duty?
Game of some kind.
Nope.
Nope.
Larry is stuck. No, he's actually stuck.
No, I'm trying to process it. I almost feel like it's like a Namco Museum number 2, you know, that kind of thing.
What is it?
Ready? It freaked me out. Grand Theft Auto San Andreas.
No!
Yes!
Get the hell out! No!
I know!
Wait. Wasn't it on a newer generation system?
No, 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 no.
That was the last
Grand
one.
Grand Theft came out for the PS2.
Yeah, the PSP.
San Andreas is actually one of the first PlayStation games that actually got imported into the Xbox game, I believe. Or is it either that or Vice City was one of the first ones. That was that was when they first introduced Grand Theft Auto into the Xbox.
Honestly, I thought it was.
I thought it was.
I knew
Vice
it would be
City,
a GTA game.
I think it's San Andreas. That's when they first introduced
it. But it was. It was by
Vice
a long
City
shot.
It's got that weird 80s look to it. The entire game. It wasn't like this one cinematic.
So you're saying just like Generation Xers bought it?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
But I believe.
It wasn't my style.
But San Andreas is. I can see why that is because that's when it first got. That's the first GTA introduced to the Xbox. Into Microsoft.
See, I the reason I gone with what I thought is that it was a more general title, but yeah, that makes sense though.
Mm-hmm. It was a popular game, but boy did it suck.
What? You shut your
Are we mouth? Ready?
It wasn't that great.
Let's play the release game. Yeah, I love
release
this game.
Release game.
Alright, here we go.
Alright.
Launch titles in Japan, how many?
Launch titles.
So far today, to date, this number has not gotten much more than around the 20 mark.
Yeah, I agree. It hasn't been much more than that. So I'm Travis might be close.
How many?
23.
He goes with 23.
I'm gonna go with it higher. I'm gonna go with like 42.
I'm gonna go lower. I'm gonna go 15.
Damn, you guys are like right next to the numbers I wanted to say.
9. Yeah.
I was gonna go with 26.
What'd you say, Mike?
9.
Mike wins.
There were 9 Japanese releases. Nice job, Mike.
Okay,
job.
I would have gone higher.
You know, it does make sense. With most of the new consoles since like the PlayStation stuff, there haven't been tons. It's usually
you know,
like
that's my second one I got.
The only thing is, I kind of thought maybe with this system there might have been a little bit more ramping into launching it, but to the counterpoint. It was backward compatible, so there were immediately lots of games available. Yeah. So you could immediately go buy a PlayStation and go buy a PlayStation 1 game and
play it. You got to also consider that there were PlayStation 1 games for the PS2 already.
And another sort of thing that would be happening at the time is there was, by this time, there was, you know, an instantiated GameStop or whatever to be able to buy old games and stuff like that. So if you were picking up a new PlayStation 2 and you really wanted to get in kind of cheap and get some games that you wanted to play, you could run over to GameStop and get some of those old PlayStation.
Funko Land.
Right.
If they didn't buy it out yet.
But, all right. Hey, to be fair, you couldn't go wrong with a Bandicoot.
No, you could not.
Oh, hell no. You could never go wrong with Bandicoot.
All right, I was still buying the damn games. 4 months later, really three. Three if you like jump, but I'm gonna give it 4. I'll say like the beginning of the month. Not really. It was 3. I should be fair. 3. 3 months later, it released in the United States. How many games did it have for that release?
Well, we're at 9, so let's go. I'm going 15 again.
26 again. Why not?
17.
9.
We've got some showcase winners! What?
29 titles.
Oh, whoa!
Alright,
29.
Name those bitches. I want to
hear
these.
Let's go.
Armored Core 2.
Fuck yeah, love that.
That's a badass game.
That was
game.
So good!
That was my favorite game.
Alright, it's really hard to control, but man.
No. I loved it.
I had a hard time with it. With the it was
Gran Turismo of robots.
It
was very involved.
Yes, it was.
I love the love for Armored Core because I thought I was the only one.
So wait, I just want to. So What? They didn't like Japan?
Apparently not.
There was a customizable neck game, man.
Or they just needed those three more months to complete a game. They,
you know, most of the games are different, too.
Oh, those were the bad.
Look at this list. All right.
We had to stop and go.
In order to rape that Dreamcast, Dead or Alive 2.
With the jiggle mode.
Oh, come on.
Dead or Alive with jiggle mode.
Dynasty Warriors 2, one of my favorite games on the system.
Yes.
ESPN and International Track and Field. What is with that crap?
Yeah, why would you release that?
Well, ESPN X Games Snowboarding.
If it was just side
point,
X-Games,
side point, has there ever been a decent network-named game that was any good?
It's kind of hard. Didn't Fox have, like, a football one?
That was terrible.
Yeah.
Sorry. Was that? I think if you named after a TV network... You're terrible.
As developers, they were pretty good. I mean, CBS Games is really a good producer for the Atari 2600, but that was a long time before this, so...
Keep going.
Ren and Stimpy. I don't know how good Ren and Stimpy
is. Blow through these.
Eternal Ring.
What?
I don't know. It was a game about cock rings.
I'm thinking, yeah.
That's my version.
Yeah. It was an RPG.
You were warned, by the way, on the podcast that this was not a PG. Rated podcast,
but that was
just you know. But anyway, Evergrace. This is a game where you play Jesus, actually. Evergrace.
Bible thumping.
Yeah. Fantavision. I remember this game.
What was it called?
It was like a psychedelic game. Fantavision? Don't remember.
Dude, I want that game right now.
Gun Griffin. Blades. Gun Griffin was a popular series back in 1872. Kessen.
What the hell?
I own that game, actually.
Wait.
I liked it.
Yes!
It's a strategy game. You
command several armies of Japanese soldiers during the Tokugawa era, or something like that.
Yeah.
Or that was the name of the guy.
Yeah.
And you had to control and fight for control of Japan. It was actually a lot of fun.
I played this game also. Yes.
I love that.
Me and my brothers played
it was
a ton.
It was a counteraction to Dynasty Warriors 2. It was a much slower pace,
yes.
But like... full large army engagement.
I think I'd like to go counter. Was Dynasty Warriors released on the PlayStation 1?
Oh, but it was definitely released on the 2.
Yeah, so Dynasty Warriors.
So its sequel, Kessen Cousins.
You know.
Its sequel, Kessen Cousins, was a very uncomfortable game to play.
It took place in the American South.
Yes.
I would give it the old Nobunaga ambition.
Warriors 2 and Kessen were both releases in the U.S.
All right, NFL.
Nobunaga's in
Madden, NFL 2001.
No. Dude, this game's so popular!
The Madden games are awesome if they would have had like Madden do what Madden does, which is make commentary that has nothing to do with the game at all.
Oh, my God.
No, he is Captain Obvious.
Yes.
No.
And look, he got the ball!
That guy had catch the ball. That guy had caught the ball.
Yes.
You're there, Bob.
Speaking of balls, I played kickball when I was a kid. You know my balls hurt. All right, so, yeah.
Our half-testicular.
His commentary is the best.
He's nailed a franchise.
Yes, he has. Midnight Club. I remember this. I was really excited. That was a racing game.
Oh, yeah, Midnight Club.
I thought it was
I was really excited about
isn't it like open world at that point or not yet?
You know, I don't know. I just remember being excited
it was
with
like
the
first open world.
It was not Speed Devils, which was its competitor at the time, and Speed Devils was awesome.
The best game ever.
Yeah.
Or Speed Busters for you PC players.
So.
Due to a licensing issue.
You said doo-doo.
Midnight had us.
I thought you were going to say something.
No, I want to read the list.
Just like leaning into it.
I want to see the list, man.
All right, so MotoGP, which is a good game, by the way. MotoGP was a motorcycle game. It was MotoGP, when motorcycle games were generally bad, MotoGP was actually a good one. It's underrated, I think, these days. It really should have survived.
Fucking guy.
A game called Orphan, which I think was about childhood sexual abuse.
Oh. No, 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 and no. Stop
it. Well, you know,
it was about, you know, the social worker who tried to save them. It was quite an RPG.
I'm gonna stop you right there. No, it's not.
But you see how I turned his really terrible thing into kind of a nice.
Stop it! Stop! It's an okay game. Cue ball, billiards master, which you always, why was it during this time period from about 1999 to about 2004, if you were released without a pool game,
can
you were fucked.
Okay, first of all,
it's on page one. Yeah.
First of all, I want to slow your roll on the pool game in this generation. Apparently, that's an all-the-time thing because they've been pushing out that newest pool game on the... whatever system, Xbox.
Oh, yeah, Xbox One, yes.
Yeah.
Hey, play something that sucks. So I'm just going to say this out loud, little guys, games, and beer fact. PlayStation 2 is actually one of the first games that with a launch title that didn't involve Mahjong.
Hey!
That's a good fact, actually. There's the list of games.
No Mahjong.
No Mahjong on that.
Nice.
Thank God!
Okay.
I'm not really sure if you're selling that as a plus or a minus.
I love my job.
No.
I know you're doing that just to spite me right now, so go fuck yourself with love.
Ready to rumble boxing, round two. Great game.
That was a fun game. That was fun.
Yeah, love that game.
That was
Ridge. Nice Ridge Racer 5. Holy crap.
Ridge Racer
started strong, became awesome, and then got raped on the video. Yeah. I'm just saying.
Let's not talk about that.
Yeah, let's not. Let's pretend. Hey, Silent Scope.
Oh, so good.
Was that?
Yes.
Have you ever played the arcade version of it?
Yes, but not
the... Oh, the arcade version of it.
Did they sell a controller with that, too?
No. It does not say on the notes.
No, they did not. What happened was you would play the controller, and then you press square. to zoom in and out with your scope, and then that's how you snipe.
But to be fair, even with the controller, it was a lot of fun.
Oh yeah, using the analog stick, you were pretty damn fast.
Damn straight. Smuggler's Run, which that's one of the games that sold me on it. I really wanted that game. Guess what? Never bought it. Never bought it. Never played it. It looked great though. I want to note that I almost misread that as Schindler's List.
Schindler's List!
Great game!
Oh, good start!
Ooh.
It's got that funny part.
SSX.
Whoa!
SSX!
Before they started adding stupid names to it.
Yep. Tricky? Come on.
Sexy.
Tricky was great. I love Tricky.
SSX, sexy. Just saying.
Then they came out with SSX3 and then kind of went...
Would it be a game system without a Street Fighter? Street Fighter EX3. I don't even remember that one.
No.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Not really. If it was Alpha 3, then yeah, totally. But that was for Dreamcast.
I'll be damned.
And that was a good one.
Summoner. Is Summoner really that old?
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it's a pretty old game.
I'll be damned.
Mm-hmm.
So Summoner. Swing Away Golf, which is a golf game for swingers.
Sweet! And large-headed people.
Yeah. Yay! Large-headed people playing golf.
Not a good golf game.
Really?
The hot shot line was so much better.
Yeah, I love
it. Oh, I'm going to give you that hot shot was way better.
I hate to say it. No.
That was like PlayStation. That was like PlayStation's Mario Golf attack right there. You know what I'm talking about? It was played the exact same way, just with goofy characters.
Tekken Tag Tournament.
Love it.
Yes.
So many quarters.
That was a good game. I'm not a fighter game. Like I'm terrible at them. I don't have a lot of fun with them, but I like Tekken Tag Tournament.
Those of you who are wearing headsets, cover your ears right now, because I'm about to announce Time Splitters.
Yeah!
Damn,
I love that game.
I would too.
Oh, it's such a good game.
I might rename myself.
Yeah,
Time
you
Splitter.
Can be Mr. Time Splitter.
Yeah.
That's even though it's difficult as shit sometimes, but it was still so good. Every weapon had a secondary fire.
God, that was a great game. God, that was good. Okay.
I wanted to be fast about it.
Unreal Tournament.
Really?
Not a surprise, actually, for the time period.
I suppose, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's like, yeah.
That was like the height of Unreal. I mean, Unreal,
yeah,
the Unreal
that was actually
engine.
A really good, actually, Unreal Tournament game.
Great game to play still, even today.
They still build on that engine.
Yeah.
Yeah, they
still really do. Fun game.
It is.
Wild Racing, anybody?
No.
No. That's a game I did not buy, so it must have been shitty.
And X Squad, which is actually an
XCOM porno, which I didn't know.
To make poor people.
Never owned a single release title.
Really? Nothing? Yeah. No Mario. Huh?
No, I meant.
For this.
I've only PS2 release title.
Focus. Focus.
Well, you never know with you. It could be like really what. That's my line.
I've won two out of that: Tekken Tag Tournament and Time Splitters.
Well, you're drunk tonight.
I'm yes, I am.
Tonight.
Very stole happy your job.
Especially Time Splitters. Goddamn fucking zombies, man.
Damn,
that was a great game.
Every single
so, I think we'll all agree that the PS2 really started and hit the ground running. That was a good freaking lineup. Even because I just love to hear Madden comment completely ridiculously about any football game. I will not watch the football game, but I will listen to Madden comment.
Hey, Brian. Better system.
Spec time.
Woo!
Technical stuff. Hooray!
Before we go on a break for the best PlayStation 2 games, which we're gonna do after break.
Oh, what about PlayStation 2 games that you played?
Yeah, I can't wait for this.
Talking.
All right, spec time. CPU was a Toshiba and Sony Emotion Engine. Yeah, that was a MIPS 5900 that's been kind of modified. 294.9 megahertz on release. However, they sped that up to, hey, I didn't put it down. But they sped it up later. Sorry about that.
Notes.
Yes. Hey, Drunken Notes.
No, Drunken Hot Tub Notes.
For those of you guys who don't know, that's a 64-bit processor. So finally, somebody surpassed the Jaguar.
Took all that time.
Yeah. Yeah.
To be honest, the Jaguar isn't really 64 bits. Let's just bring that out loud.
It was 64 bits. Okay, integrated with... It was heavily integrated with its video, with its polygon pusher, which is the VU0 and the VU1. But as far as graphics goes, it had the graphics synthesizer clocked at 147.5... I rounded it up. Megahertz, and it had 4 megs of RAM, which actually was pretty respectable at the time.
Yeah, pretty
not bad.
There was question whether
that was a 3DFX card.
There was question whether or not it could do res at all.
Yet it could. It did it quite well. That said, the Dreamcast version is better. Buy it on the Dreamcast. Sorry about that sacrilege. Hey, look, I love the PlayStation 2. I'm just saying, play res on the Dreamcast.
Oh, I'm not gonna lie too. I love the PS2, but Dreamcast does have a little secret place in my heart.
As a side note, Larry playing res drunk is freaking hilarious. He's excellent at it. All right.
Focused.
Sorry. Yes. Remember, dude, you like passed out and you were still playing. It was impressive.
Man,
all right, dude, that was when I graduated college that Larry did that. That's how long ago that was, and it's still a story. All right.
It was the best.
Still legend. All right, so.
I think I woke up from a trance.
In defense of Larry, I did graduate college, like, really late. So, all right. 2 sound chips in it, the SPU1, the SPU2, had 2 megs of RAM, and it could push Dolby 5.1 surround sound. Quite impressive. Just as a note, the PS2 is probably as far as we'll ever go with specs on a system and talking about a system. Because they start being really uninteresting after that point. They just become PCs after this.
Yes.
Literally, they do, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. PS3 and Xbox 360.
Well, the PS3 actually was its own. That's kind of an interesting system. I'm not going to cover it because it's real recent, but it had that cell processor that was kind of interesting. But
yeah, sure.
It was different, but that's the last time. After that, it's all Intel.
Yeah, I'm different.
Yeah. All right. So that is the end of specs, because they're not real interesting by this point. But that said, it's an interesting system because it just had a lot of great games for it. And we're going to talk about those
right here. Wait, this is a
games.
Really good.
You missed one.
What?
Unless I just didn't hear it.
DVD drive?
The DVD.
Yeah, I was going to cut. You know, I pulled it out of it just because I figured it was.
But I mean, important
it really
for
is because that's one thing that really drove the sales because it was something. It was a what? All consoles do now is total media center. I mean, it can do everything. And this, at the time, because there wasn't Netflix and streaming, It could do everything.
You could tell your mom that it was a really expensive DVD player, and the sucker would buy it.
You know what? You want to know what?
With that remote control, by the way.
You know what? You know what?
You didn't use the remote control, though. You could.
No, you didn't, but you sold it to your parents with the remote so that they would be suckered into thinking it was just a really hyped-up VCR.
You know what? You know what? That's actually how I sold. That's how I got it. My parents said either said an Xbox or PS2, and I was like, PS2 is actually a DVD player, too, so I get 2-in-1.
Yes, but the Xbox can play HD.
In context, because at the time the GameCube didn't have a DVD at all.
No, it had a Weenie drive.
And the Xbox had one, but you had to like unlock it or do something.
No,
it
was
happen.
No, they had that HD, the competing format, and you had to buy that separately.
That's later on. That's later
yeah,
on.
But it wasn't a DVD drive. It was not. It was just a wuss ass drive.
You could get an Xbox to do a DVD.
I never knew that.
You can get an Xbox to do a DVD.
That wasn't in our show notes. You can have it play MPEG, but you couldn't really have
it
read
to do
DVD.
A DVD.
I'll have to check that out. All right, we'll fact check that one. I want to hear from the audience.
We'll fact check
can you get it? Fax check? Yeah, we have a fax machine.
Yes,
please
do.
Fax to 262-835. No.
I mean, you know, 80s technology that still is useful.
Right, exactly. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with the best games for PS2.
This is pre-recorded with Guys Games and Beer.
And we are back.
And we are back.
Die, motherfucker, die!
With Guys Games and Beer. We've lost Mike, actually, to God of War 2. But...
I love it!
He says that's the game that sucks the most.
No, fuck you! It's a really great game.
That is really love it.
Well, we're going to talk about our favorite PS2 game. And we're going to start with Larry.
Oh, God, this is so good. All right. Yeah. Wait. Do you all have a minute? No, there are a ton of PS2 games that are awesome. But... I'm going to start with one that most people know, and I think very few people are going to object. The Kingdom Hearts is awesome. It includes a great fantasy role-playing experience with Disney. And a good Disney. You know what I mean? There's a lot of Disney titles out there over the spectrum of video games.
Yeah, a game where you painted.
All right. Well,
that was great.
Screw you. Epic Mickey is just fine.
Epic Mickey 2, not so much.
But it's in 3D.
Can I bring up a little funny story about that? So
I would love it if you would.
So I've seen Video Games Live, which is where the Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra gets together, and they play music from different video games. It's actually a really cool concert. It came up to the Final Fantasy Kingdom Hearts section. Final Fantasy would not allow them to show video, or Squaresoft / Square Enix, I believe at that time, would not allow them to show video of their video game, because they're Squares. So what they did was they asked Disney if it was okay. And they said, yes, it is fine if you play the music from the game and show our characters. That's how they got around Squaresoft / Square Enix at the time to play their music and show. And so they only could show only Disney characters when they played the video. But that's how they got around to share their music.
I like that screw to Square. I generally appreciate that company because, you know, for those that are not familiar, and I don't know why you wouldn't be, but Square... is also the delightful Final Fantasy people who then also made this franchise, and it is great execution. The other thing I will mention before I pass the thing... Well, you know, there's some hit and miss, but Kingdom Hearts, the first one, was awesome. It was playable. It was fun.
Cloud and Sephiroth.
You could fight characters from their series. You could fight characters from the Disney series. I mean, just about everything
about Kingdom Hearts was awesome. So that's totally my favorite of all the games. However, those who have visited me at the Midwest Gaming Classic know that I have an affinity for gun games. You know, light games, light gun games, and...
Where's this going? I don't know.
But no, they introduced with two. Namco introduced a new gun that had a controller in it, so you weren't just on a rail. You
PS2.
Yeah.
Yes, PS2.
Yeah, it had a D-pad and X, Y, and the whole.
Yes, controller. Exactly. So then now there were games that, yes, you could both have a gun game to component to it, but you had control of your environment, so you could have Dino Crisis or as an example where you could actually look around and then look for those things you want to shoot. So I that was great. So the gun games improved with the Namco gun for the PS2 where you actually had a D-pad.
Brought it right back in there, Larry.
So
he did
brought it right back in there. All right, I'm going to go with mine. Star Wars Battlefront 2. God damn, I love that game.
Cross-platform. Doesn't count.
Yeah. No, give me a break.
It can't be cross-platform.
It was better on the Xbox.
Oh. That's hateful. I didn't have it on my Xbox, and I had them both at the same time. I owned it. I'm not going to go into this because this is a PlayStation 2 episode.
It was best on PC.
Yes, it was best on PC. I'll give you a heads up on that one.
Yeah, Tyler did just say.
Still play it.
I call that game horribly complex and uncomfortable.
But it's the how is that? Battlefront's complex. Run around. Shoot the things that aren't on your team.
All right, how about it, Mike? Ooh, there are so many.
Okay, Mike, you are the expert on this. You better come up with something.
ESPN X Games.
Nope.
I've already covered Kingdom Hearts for
you. Nope. And that was one of my favorites, too. That's one of them. Also, Star Wars Battlefront 2 and 1, which were cross-platform. But we're going to go with the first ever fucking game series I ever fucking owned, which is Jak and Daxter by Naughty Dog Games. I've owned 1, 2, and 3. Did not own the racing game because that one was bullshit and you know it, PlayStation. But I can't help but say it. But that was like when I first owned Jak and Daxter, I'd spend countless hours playing just the level I could reach to before my PlayStation went freeze.
What's the overall premise of that? Platformer? Is it a...
It's a platformer. And then it went from a platformer to having guns. And then went from a platformer to a little bit of Pac-Man game, too, in it, which fucking sucked ass playing. Especially on the hardest difficulty.
Sucking ass, you know what it's like?
Yeah.
Who is it?
But out of, like, all the games out of there, that's one of the games I played the most. That, Killzone, also, when it first came out.
Your favorite game, not your favorites.
I can't help it! All right, I'm done, even though I could talk forever.
I know you
all right.
I had a lot.
Well,
I
had a whole bunch of choices till today, and now that I've noticed that God of War 2 has a really awesome sex scene in it, God of War 2.
All three.
Yeah, but the boobies in here were amazing.
All three. Want to guess which game has the most nudity?
Which one?
One has the most nudity.
Okay, so if you're playing games, God of War 1, most nudity. God of War 2, an amazing sex scene in it. I'm going with that now.
It's a mini game, not a scene.
Yeah, it's a mini game.
I debate about this a lot too, just like Mike, but came down to it, like usually with this, I was like, what game did I play a lot and I kept going back to play over and over? Metal Gear Solid 2, Sons of Liberty. I played the hell out of that game. I played that game so much. I played the games through multiple different ways, just running, gunning. And not only that, PlayStation 2 was one of the last consoles I remember that had a Game Shark with it, which was also super fun.
Are you ready for him to tell us on multiple platforms, Travis?
No, just like busting your balls.
Yeah.
Wasn't Game Shark dead by then?
No, it was on the PlayStation 2.
That was the last one that
But it was still fun to go back and play after you beat the game. Like, hey, I'm invisible. No one can literally see me. Awesome. Wait, I have unlimited ammo? Oh my god, this is so awesome.
Also, you forgot about Snake Eater, which was a really good one on the PS2. Too.
Yeah, I didn't forget. I know it's there, but number two is my favorite.
Three was the BZ.
Well, of the series, it's Metal Gear Solid on PlayStation, but still. Oh, yeah. We're talking about PlayStation 2.
Definitely.
It looks so good on the PS1. All right, enough. I love the PS1. That comes through clearly too much. All right, so, Ben?
I'm going to admit, cross-platform, most definitely. Need for Speed.
Racing games, which one? There was Underground 2, Hot Pursuit 3.
It was Underground 1 and 2. I have to admit, it was awesome because I got to design the cars because our friend Justin is colorblind and could not make his cars look pretty. So I made his cars look pretty. Yeah, but he has the numbers now.
He's got the numbers to help him. Underground 1 was like the beta for me, but Underground 2, you got fucking hydraulics.
Yeah, it definitely was awesome, and it was a racer that I could get into because it was loose. It wasn't a real tight game that was like, you have to be everything perfect. You could just kind of cruise around and be like, yep, I'm doing this. You can take some skill, but you can get into it right away. It was a great game. Yep.
All the race games on the PS2, I want to point out that the PS2 was, if you're a racing fan, the PS2 is one of the best systems you can own.
The Gran Turismo series was most excellent. It was insane.
Gran Turismo 3 was so hard.
It was Risk, Monopoly, and Racing.
Literally all in one.
In there too. It was very complicated.
So many good racing games.
And then like 24-hour races, no pause. Like you have, or no, you could pause. You couldn't end it. So you had to leave your PS2 on.
Right.
My brother's friend did that, and it was just like, dude, that's a real-world 24-hour race you have to do in a video game? Dude, that's a huge risk. Like, what happens at hour 20?
Your PlayStation catches on fire.
Yeah, it explodes, and you're done.
And you actually literally have to take pit stops, too, in the series, too.
Very realistic risk.
Like pit stop on the Commodore 64.
All right, Travis.
Alright, I'm going to go with a game that kind of takes the heart of the PS2 and kind of like, I think kind of encompasses what it's all about. And I think that at the time that PS2 really, technology-wise, became just expansive enough that games became a little less more about mechanics and more about story. And progression. And yeah, you had RPGs, really good RPGs like Link to the Past for the SNES and things like that. But you were able to be taken to worlds that you never went to before. Beautiful 3D graphics, great storylines, and I think Eco really covers that. Really, really, really great game. And I really think it encompasses a lot of similar games that made the PS2 really special. Games like that and Shadow of the Colossus, I absolutely loved. They're very, very similar style games that I just think are really awesome adventure games that can never, ever, ever be replaced. So Eco is definitely my favorite PS2 game.
Nice choice.
That is a good choice.
Well,
it was so sad when your horse died in the game.
Spoilers.
Yeah, really,
Oh, please, if you've not played that game, then go fuck yourself.
Well, maybe there's kids that want to play that game, and you just spoiled it for them.
I hope they're not watching this show.
That's bullshit, because they're all about Call of Duty at this moment.
I can vouch for that. I just kicked ass on a bunch of 8-year-olds today.
Because
I camped. Okay, so, all right. So, thank you very much for watching our PS2 show. We really do love. You know, we really do like this system. I think that probably showed in the episode. If you're a PS2 hater, it probably wasn't the best episode for you.
Yeah, also stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah, you.
Don't dance.
Hey, there should be love for every system, and the PS2, I think there should be a lot of love for it. The reason why it sold so well is because it was a great system, yep. I think. Thank you very much for watching Guys Games and Beer. You can visit us at www.guysgamesandbeer.net. You can visit us on Facebook, which is a very popular site for visiting Guys Games and Beer. That's www.facebook.com. Facebook.com/guysgamesandbeer. Free games are given away regularly. Also, we are on there with little contests and things all the time. Comments, products we think you should see, just all sorts of crazy things. And no, it's not a marketing thing. It's actually products that don't pay us. And we say, this is a funny-ass product. You should see it. Also, on Twitter, we're at guysgamesbeer. And Tom is manning the Twitter station.
You know what? So if you were on Twitter today, you got a great free game today.
Yes, as opposed to the crap that I give out.
Oh, I know. I give away crap games, too. Actually, somehow
we all do.
Friday, I gave away some DLC thinking it was a game. It was just fucking DLC. Sorry about that, people. I didn't really mean to do it.
I shipped a box of poop to somebody.
Nice.
Way to go, Ben. Good job.
Wait. Cards Against Humanity already did that.
On Twitch, we're Guys Games and Beer. You can catch us there. Whenever I'm doing a video on a indie game, I'm on there. Also, every once in a while, some of the other guys, Mike shows up every once in a while. If we're just doing something goofy, we kind of show up. And it's not real organized, but something random will come on every once in a while. So check it out. If you're on our Twitch, you can see when we're on. And talk to us, and we've had a couple of guys come on and talk to us, and that was really nice. So thanks for visiting with us,
we
enjoy it.
We don't.
Please, if you are
really lonely, we're just desperate.
If you're on YouTube, remember you're missing part of the show—the video part where we do kind of weird crap. The last episode was epic on YouTube. If you're checking it out, please do us a favor, comment and subscribe for more. Thank you very much. iTunes, do us a favor, give us a review, everything else, do that too. I know we're way more popular on Android than iTunes for some weird reason. Woo! Because you guys are freaks, and I'm proud of you. Thanks for watching, guys. Thanks for being here. Have a good night.
Good night.